I'm glad to see that you're getting yourself settled in. I assume that the accommodations are to your liking? That's wonderful. As a diplomat, you are obviously of very high importance. Here on ETOF, we are doing our very best to welcome each and every representative from every planet equally and with our traditional customs. ETOF was granted such authority to be able to host this year's Intergalactic Gala. It is the first time since we joined that we're able to share our culture with other species. It is something that we are not taking lightly. It is an honor and privilege for us to host such an extraordinary array of diplomats from all over the galaxy. That is why the president has decided to allow every diplomat their own personal ETOVian. So I'm yours. My name is Thebos, and I am your guide to everything and anything involving our culture. My job is to show you around our lands, share our customs, and I am also here for any and all questions. So I can help you better because I need to get to know you a little more. Do you mind me asking what planet you're from? Really? I've never been there. I hear it is a lovely place. Nevertheless, it is a little bit different from ETOF, but I'm sure you will enjoy your stay here for the next week. We have everything from beautiful lakes filled with all the flora you could imagine to amazing and unique animals. Just be sure to only pet the domesticated ones. Wouldn't want your head taken off by an Azhao or something. Oh, sorry. You probably don't know what that is. It is a six-legged creature covered in fur that looks like leaves that hunts from above. If it's on the ground, you know it just devoured something. One of the deadliest animals on ETOF, actually. But you really don't have anything to worry about. You're safe within the city walls. The only animals around these parts are the nice kind that you can pet. If you ask, obviously. The president actually has her own ETOF. It's this little flying fluffy thing that's always perched on her shoulder when they aren't in meetings. So, now that I've done my little thing, do you have any questions for me, or should I continue? That's great to hear. Over there is your bathroom. It has everything that you will need in it, but there are more bathrooms located all over the place for when you wish to leave and explore. Of course, you don't have to worry. I'll be there as your guide, so you won't get lost. That, over there, that's your dresser where you can store your things for the next week. There is also a button over there that you can press if you need absolutely anything at all. If it isn't me who answers, then it will be one of the other workers here. Everything from maids to chefs are available upon your request. Oh, and how could I forget? Right here, this is the entertainment system. I was also made aware that some prefer to read, so if you're one of those few, I will gladly escort you to the library. But I think that's everything in your room. Yeah, it is. I'm also sure you've picked up on the fact that you're not allowed outside of the room without me acting as your guide. Do you know why that is? You don't? That's more than okay. We don't expect most of our visitors this week to understand why. The main reason is it keeps everything organized. Another reason is so that you don't make a faux pas and, well, embarrass or insult yourself or someone else on accident. There are so many different cultures coming together here, it would be so easy to just say something and it's accidentally offensive. And the final and biggest reason is that our president has ordered it to be this way. It is not my place to question or judge her. Frankly, it's above my pay grade. It is not my place to judge or ask questions because that is not the job I was paid to do. I'm just a guide hired to help the diplomats who came to visit. But If you want to know my personal opinion, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think it's because there are so many strangers in her home and it makes her feel unsafe. Not everyone visiting is from a matriarchal society like ours, which might make things a little bit dangerous for her. I don't have anything to worry about with you, right? I thought so. I wasn't trying to be rude or imply anything. Really, I wasn't. I got nervous giving my opinion since it is not something I am technically being paid for. I've been training for this gig for an entire month at this point, and I really don't want to lose it because I said something I wasn't supposed to. But, alright, over the bump, now I have a question for you, and you need to answer honestly. I have been trained in giving a traditional Etovian welcome. It is a strong part of our heritage that I would be honored to share with you, but I'm not exactly sure if you know what it is. So my question is, do you know what the Etovian welcome is? It's quite all right to not know. It is important for us guides to get consent before we do anything, so please, if you are uncomfortable with anything I say, just let me know and we can stop. Alright, an Etovian welcome is sexual in nature. As a guest, you are expected to stay within the walls of our dome, which means, as a guest, you should give me a gift. This gift is usually sexual pleasure. This marks you to others as being under my protection and guidance. By allowing me to use your body for sexual pleasure, you are also displaying submission, allowing me to take place in the hierarchy. This is very important as someone who identifies as a woman in a matriarchal society such as Etova. From where I come from in Etova, the custom is for the guest, which is you. Your hands are bound behind your back as you ride my clit. We have something akin to what you humans would call a cock, but we actually call it a clit. Maybe it's just a penetrative clit. I'm not sure. Biological terms, they tend to make things a bit confusing and clunky, and it's whatever. Especially when it comes to comparing interspecies anatomy. While you ride me, I will be engaging and saying some humiliating, degrading, and blatantly objectifying things to you. Of course, I do not mean any of this, but it is a part of the tradition and adds to the fun of it. After all, you are submitting to being within my dome. You're submitting to being my guest. It only makes sense that you submit to me physically as well as mentally, right? Would you like to try it? You would? That's wonderful to hear. Get undressed and turn around. I'll start with the traditional bindings. Once your hands are tied behind your back, I'll pick you up and place you on my lap. Or you can walk if you prefer. Basically, it's your job to ride me. After all, you're supposed to be thanking me for my protection, my guidance, my hospitality towards you. I expect you to ride me until I come with little to no help. Do you understand? Good. The moment this silver rope touches your skin, you are no longer a diplomat. You are a piece of property that belongs to me. As soon as the silver rope leaves your skin, you may return to your status. But whenever this rope is touching your skin, you are mine to do with as I please. This silver is going to look so pretty on you. I can't wait until you're bound and helpless, completely at my disposal. You won't be able to break free. Think of this rope as more than just something that is physically restraining you. It's also mentally tying you to me. This rope, it marks you belong to me. Not just physically, not just sexually, but mentally as well. For this week, you are mine. Every night, I am going to be tying you up in a different way and having my way with you. And you are going to be obedient for me and take it. And something tells me from the way you're reacting to the silver rope dancing across your wrists and you're going to enjoy this. It makes me question, did you actually not know about the traditional Etovian welcome? I'm sure quite a few people volunteered just because they knew about this. In fact, I wouldn't blame you if you did. We have such a different culture from most around the galaxy. Matriarchal societies aren't rare, but they're so much better. Don't you agree? Doing so well for me, letting me tie you up like this. Yeah, the ropes, they just keep getting tighter and tighter, don't they? Oh, there's no way you're going to be able to get out of this without my help. Whether it's my hands or a pair of scissors, you are effectively trapped. If you want, I could pretend to be your captor, make you my little broodmare. But that's a game for another time. Not your first time with me. I'm not even sure if you've ever had anything inside you. Nor do we know if we're compatible. That's a bridge we can cross another time. After all, you are here for a week. And you are reacting so very well to being tied up with rope. There we go. I knew silver was going to look so wonderful against your skin. So nice and tight. You can't escape. I want you to try and pull your wrists apart for me. Good. It seems you aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Now the real fun can begin. Turn around and look at me. I want you to watch while I open my red robe and reveal the traditional attire. A lacy red bra with matching thigh highs and garters. Look at that. Such lovely detailing around the hips. And right here in the front. Look at that gorgeous black bow. Such a pretty bow. It's on top of the bulge from my clit. Fuck. Feels so good running my hand over it. Love how the lace garters contrast with the silk of my panties. It's all so smooth. And would you look at that? I'm starting to make a little stain. I bet you're wondering how I taste. What it would feel like to walk over and place your mouth right against my crotch and nuzzle in. Inhale my sweet scent. But I've got something better for you. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Wanted to stroke myself while watching you. You're so pretty when you're naked. Hands behind your back. Everything on display while you watch me get off to you. Oh, fuck. What are you going to do? Tell me no? I know you're desperate to get this inside you, aren't you? Oh, I want to feel how my clit feels when you sink yourself on it. Look at it in my hand. Oh, it's so big and thick, my fingers don't even touch. Oh, feels so fucking good on my hand as I stroke it up and down. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, look at you. So horny and helpless with trying to be so good. Oh, I can see it. That look of one in your eyes. You want me so badly, don't you? So fucking needy for me, huh? Fuck. It's adorable that a slut like yourself thought that you could masquerade as a regal diplomat. We both know you don't have enough class for that. Just look at you. Look at how turned on you are right now. You can't hide it from me. It's adorable how pathetic you are. Hands tied behind your back with that silver rope so you couldn't even touch yourself if you wanted to. Yeah. It feels so good to touch myself. Feels so good to be able to play with myself like this. Tease myself. I bet you're jealous. Bet you wish you could touch yourself too. My hands just feel so fucking good. Yeah, I bet you wish they were on you. Rubbing up and down your torso, grabbing onto your hips while I lift you up and down on my clit. Oh, fuck. Filling you up in just the right places. Making sure to press that little spot inside you that sends sparks of pleasure all over your body. It's so cute you really thought that I wouldn't see the whore that you are, diplomat. Makes me want to put a hand around your throat like a pretty necklace. Place a hand around your jaw and force you to look at me as you fall apart in my lap, telling you how gorgeous you look when you act like the whore you really are. Yeah, I know you're picturing it too. I can tell how badly you want this. Want me? Wanna ride me? So I'll give you what you want. Beg to ride me like the classless slut you are. I know you want to do it, and I want to hear that sweet voice of yours. Beg me to fuck you like the needy little slut you are. Yeah, that's it. Tell me what you are. Fuck. Yeah, you want my clit so fucking badly, don't you? I want to feel it filling you up. Fuck yeah. Tell me where you want it. Ooh, fuck. Look at how big and thick it is for you. Look at what you could have. Keep begging. Fuck. It sounds so good coming from you. Love that you know where you belong already. Such a good little slut for me. Yeah. All right. I think you've begged enough. You've convinced me. Come here, my obedient little sub. Come get your reward for sounding so pretty.